السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا زدنا علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما. So inshallah, today we will start with Surah Al-Alaq. We will do a few verses from here and then move on to the other surahs. Please recite after me.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق. خلق الإنسان من علق. اقرأ وربك الأكرم. الذي علم بالقلم. علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم. كلا إن الإنسان ليطغى. أن رآه استغنى. إن إلى ربك الرجعى. أرأيت الذي ينهى. عبدا إذا صلى.
Let us look at the tajweed rules in ayah number 1. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We start with alif and it needs a kasra for pronunciation. It will be iqra. And the reason being, when we start with alif with no sign on it, if it has a hamzatul wasl on top, then we look at the second letter. If the second letter is a lam, we put alif fatha. If the second letter is not a lam, then we look at the third alphabet. And if it carries a fatha or a kasra, then we put a kasra on alif. So here, ra has a fatha, so we put a kasra on alif. And the third rule which applies is that if the third letter, ra, if it had carried a dhamma, we would have used a dhamma on alif. And this is the normal rule for hamzatul wasl, how to replace it with a fatha or a dhamma or a kasra. And then iqra, for qaf we will do qalqala, iq, and then ra, the hamza has a sukoon in the end, so we are going to do a bit of a cut off or hiccup kind of a sound. Iqra bismi. Seen has a sukoon, give the hissing sound and continue the sound, so push some air through the teeth. Bismi. Iqra bismi. Then the next word, rabbika, ba has a shadda. We are going to emphasize the kasra on it. Keep the ra sound heavy. Ra, rabbi. Rabbika. Kaf is soft. Rabbika alladhi. Lam has a shadda. We will emphasize the fatha on the shadda. Rabbika alladhi. Stretch the madd tabi'i on dhal kasra followed by ya, two counts. And the last word, khalaq. This is a three letter verb and the normal way to pronounce it would be to push or emphasize on the first letter more than the others, and qaf will get a qalqala in the end. Khalaq. So recite after me. Iqra بسم ربك الذي خلق. خلق الإنسان. سلام has a sukun in خلق. Always remember that the tip of the tongue should not drop quickly, otherwise we will create a qalqala effect on lam. So keep it in its place. خلق الإنسان. Here the noon has ikhfa. It is going to be affected by the letter seen. So we have to go to makhraj of seen and we say S. If I say S, I can feel that the tongue is straight and hitting between the upper and lower teeth. S. And this is the position to keep the tongue for the noon sound. إنسان. Repeat. خلق الإنسان. من إظهار. So we are going to make it short. من علق. Again, three letter verb. Actually, it's a three letter noun, but it doesn't matter whether it's a noun or a verb. We will always make sure that we push on the first letter. من علق. خلق الإنسان من علق. اقرأ وربك الأكرم. So in this word, the calf has a sukoon. Do the hams or the click sound when you say ek. Akram. And ram. Ra is heavy. The mouth is open. Ra. And for the meme, when it gets a sukoon, flatten the lips. Ram. Because we want to make the meme sound soft. Al akram. Okay, that's it for this surah. Let's move on to the next one.